Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter im Sechtes Aweis, Perik Aleph Mischle Ches, Yehuda ben Tabai ve Shimon ben Shatach, Kiblu Mehem. Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shatach were Mekabel the Torah from them, as the generations continue over here. Yehuda ben Tabai, Yehuda ben Tabai says, Al tas atzmecha, don't make yourself ke'archi hadayanim, like those who arrange the cases before the dayanim, before the judges. Arach means to prepare, like Shulchan Arach means a prepared table. Zakta bat tenura, what does Yehuda ben Tabai mean? Let's say you go over to a person and say, oh, you're going to Bezdin. Let me tell you what to say. This way you'll win the Din Torah. Now, of course, you can't teach him to make false claims. But even if you don't do that, but you're just telling him, if you say it this way, you're going to win. If you say it that way, let him say what's on his heart. And even if you know this person is mamish innocent, you don't tell him what to say. Another pshat is, don't make yourself like you're a chash of a dayan and speak before your Rebbe who paskins the din. And when the baladinim stand before you and each one says they're taina and they argue why they think they're right, you be einecha kirishoyim. Don't think, well, he's a tzaddik. He's a rasha, so probably he's right. No, both should be in your eyes like rishoyim. Even if you know one is a very respected person. Because we want you to think what they're saying and figure out the truth. We don't want you to say, well, he probably wouldn't lie. And when they leave your presence, after you made your psak, you be'enecha kizakoyin, they should be like innocent people, like tzaddikim, zakai. When? Kishakimlu aleim es adin. Once they accepted the din upon themselves. What do you mean? But according to the psak, it turns out one was a gazlin. So think to yourself, he made a mistake. Well, let's say one of them made a shvu, and that's why he's right. Don't assume that he swore falsely. This is the rule. When they state their arguments, don't prefer one over another. I don't believe anybody. Let me figure out what happened. Afterwards, don't say, ooh, that Rosh, I'm glad he was punished. Chas v'shalom. They were makabel the din, now they're zakai. The shach brings from the Sefer Chasidim that the dayan shouldn't stare at the face of the balei dinim. Because officially you're not supposed to stare at a Rasha. But again, that's only when they state their tainas. Afterwards, they're both tzaddikim. Even though, and the Rabbeinu Yonah says it's beferish, it came out of the din Torah, one of them lied, he was mekabel the din, he did tshuva, from now on he's a tzaddik.